Canto 5, Chapter 20, the structure of the different dvipas and the prayers by their different people. Sri Shuka said, "Let me now describe the dimensions, characteristics and form of the divisions of Plaksha and the other dvipas that are called varshas or lands. The way Mount Meru is surrounded by the dvipa of Jambu, that dvipa in its turn is, as seen from the inside, surrounded by a salty ocean that is just as wide. That ocean is surrounded, like a moat by a park, by the dvipa of Plaksha that stretches out twice as much. It was named after the Plaksha tree that is as tall as a jambu, but twice as wide. At the root of that tree, which rises magnificently splendorous, there is a fire that counts seven flames. The master of that dvipa is the son of Priyavrata, named Itmajiva. When he retired for the yoga of self-realization, he divided the dvipa into seven varshas that he named after his seven sons. Shiva, Yavasa, Subhadra, Shanta, Kshema, Amrita, and Abhaya are these the varshas. They have seven rivers and mountains. The seven mountain ranges marking the varshas are known as Manikuta, Vajrakuta, Indrasena, Jyotishman, Suparna, Hiranyashtiva, and Meghamala. The main rivers are the Aruna, Nrimna, Angirasi, Savitri, Sutabhata, Ritambara, and Sachambara. Touching their water washes away the passion and darkness of the four types of men whom one there, according to their vocations, calls the Hamsas, Patangas, Urdvayanas, and Satyangas. The swan-like ones, the rulers, the ambitious ones, and the faithful ones, the Varnas. For 1,000 years they lived there like gods with the most beautiful bodies, having children and performing Vedic rituals at the gate to heaven. They worship the Supreme Lord, the Supersoul, in the form of the sun god, the way it is prescribed in the holy scriptures, praying, "Let us take to the shelter of Surya, the god of the sun, who is a manifestation of Lord Vishnu, the authentic soul of the absolute truth of righteousness, of Brahman, and of eternal life and death." In Plaksha and the other four dvipas, the people are without exception born with the perfections of a long life, good sense, bodily and mental fortitude, physical power, intelligence and bravery. Surrounded by an ocean of sugarcane juice, equally wide, there is beyond Plaksha Dvipa another dvipa called Shalmala that is twice as big and surrounded by an ocean of liquor. That dvipa received its name from a Shalmali tree as big as the Plaksha tree, and in that tree, so one says, Garuda, the carrier bird of Vedic prayers unto Lord Vishnu, has his residence. The son of Priyavrata, called Yajna Bahu, is the master of that dvipa. He divided it into seven varshas according to the seven names of his sons: Suruchana, Somanasya, Ramanaka, Devavarsha, Paribhadra, Apyayana, and Avignata. The seven mountains there are known by the names of Swarasa, Shatashringa, Vamadeva, Kunda, Mukunda, Pushpavarsha, and the Sahasra Shruti. The seven rivers are the Anumati, the Sinivali, the Sarasvati, Kuhu, Rajani, Nanda, and Raka. The people living in those varshas are known as the Shrutadharas, Viryadharas, Vasundharas, and Ishandharas. Those who listen are heroic, are wealthy, and are obedient. Another expression of the Varnas. Fully conversant with the Vedic knowledge, they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Somatma, the true self of the sacrificial beverage or the moon god. With his effulgence, he divides the time in the light and dark period of the month. May he, that divinity of the moon and the grain to be distributed to the forefathers and the demigods, may that king of all people remain favorably disposed unto us. Next, there is outside of that ocean the dvipa called Kusha, that, like the dvipa mentioned before, is twice as big and surrounded by an ocean of ghee that is equally wide. The Kusha grass, created by God, gave that dvipa its name because all directions are illumined by the effulgence of the young sprouting grass that glows like another kind of fire. The son of Maharaj Priyavrata, called Hiranyareta, O king, divided as the master of that island, when he retired for his penance, his dvipa among his seven sons with the names of Vasu, Vasudana, Tridharuchi, Nabigupta, Stutyavrata, Vivikta, and Vamadeva. The seven mountain ranges of these Varshas are called the Chakra, Chatushringa, Kapila, Chitrakuta, Devanika, Urtvaroma and Dravina mountains, and the rivers are the Ramakulya, Madhukulya, Mitravinda, Shrutavinda, Devagarbha, Grita Chutta, and Mantra Mala. At those waters, the inhabitants of Kushadvipa, who are named the Kushalas, Govidas, Abhiyuktas, and Kulakas, or the grass setters, the experienced ones, the competitors, and the artisans, skilled in the rituals, worship the Supreme Lord in the form of the fire god called Jatadvera, he who awards the wages. Of all the demigods of the Supreme Brahman who constitute the limbs of the original person, you, O God of the fire, are the one who personally carries the offerings of ghee and grains to the Lord. Please accept, therefore, our sacrifice for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as Kushadvipa is surrounded by an ocean of ghee, Kramshadvipa, outside of it, and being twice as big, is surrounded by an ocean of milk or plant juice of the same size. The king of the mountains named Kramsha, situated there, gave that dvipa its name. Even though Guha, the son of Shiva, Kartikeya, destroyed the vegetation there with his weapons, it, the mountain, stands unafraid because it constantly bathes in the ocean of milk and enjoys the protection of the mighty Varuna, the demigod of the seas. Grita Prishta, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata, the ruler of the dvipa, gave its seven sections, its varshas, the names of his sons, whom he, all just as powerful as he was, appointed as their rulers. He thereafter resorted to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Hari, the soul of all souls, whose glories are so auspicious. Ama, Madhurua, Megaprishta, Sudama, Brajishta, Loitarna, and Vanaspati were the sons of Gritaprishta, and the seven mountain ranges were celebrated as the Shukla and Vardhamana, Bhojana, Upabharina, Nanda, Nandana, and Sarvatobhadra mountains. The seven rivers were the Avaya, Amritauga, Aryaka, Tirthavati, Rupavati, Pavitravati, and the Shukla. Sanctified by bathing in the pellucid waters of all those rivers, the inhabitants of those Varshas, who are called the Purushas, the Rishabhas, the Dravinas, and the Devakas, or the authentic, the superior, the wealthy, and the sporting ones, worship with folded hands filled with water the Lord in the form of Varuna, the deity of water. O water, O might of the original personality, you sanctify the earth, its life, its paradise. May our touching this water, which because of its nature destroys the spirit of evil, purify our bodies. Beyond the ocean of milk, the Dvipa of Shaka is situated, measuring a 3.2 million yojanas wide. It is surrounded by an ocean of whey of the same width and owes its name to a most fragrant fig tree that can be smelt all over the Dvipa. Another son of Priyavrata, named Medhatiti, is the ruler there. He also divided his Dvipa in seven varshas with the names of his seven sons, Purojava, Manojava, Pavamana, Dumranika, Chitrarepa, Baurupa, and Vishvadara, whom he appointed there as their rulers. He thereafter entered the forest for penance with his mind absorbed in the infinity of the Supreme Lord. The seven mountains forming the borders of the Varshas are the Ishana, Urushringa, Balabhadra, Shatakesara, Sahasrasrota, Devapala, and Mahanasa mountains, and the seven rivers there are the Anaga, Ayurda, Ubayasprishti, Aparajita, Panchapadi, Sahasrasruti, and the Nijadriti. The people of those Varshas, the Rita Vratas, the Satya Vratas, the Dana Vratas, and the Anu Vratas, the Varnas of the God-fearing souls, those vowed to the truth, the providers and the followers, cleanse themselves of their passion and ignorance with the practice of regulating their breath that is ruled by the demigod Vayu. Absorbed in transcendence, they worship him as the representative of the Supreme Personality with you entering all living beings are the one super soul within, the direct controller who maintains by the functions of the inner airs. Please direct us, for you control the entire cosmos. Also beyond this ocean of whey, there is another Dvipa named Pushkara that is twice as big as the previous one and is surrounded by an ocean of sweet water of the same size. There, a very big lotus flower is found with 100 million flower petals of pure gold that are like the flames of a blazing fire. This lotus is considered the sitting place of the all-powerful lord of the lotus, Brahma. That Dvipa has one mountain range named Manasottara that separates the Varshas on the inner and the outer side. Measuring a 10,000 yojanas high and wide, it harbors in its four directions the cities of the four demigods ruling there, Indra, Yama, Varuna, and Soma. The chariot of the sun god Surya, circumambulating Mount Meru on its highest point, moves around in an orbit that, calculated in terms of the days and nights of the demigods, consists of one complete year. The ruler of that Dvipa, also a son of Priyavrata with the name Vitihotra, named the two Varshas there after his two sons Ramanaka and Dataki, and appointed them as their rulers when he, just as his other brothers did, restricted himself to virtuous activities to satisfy the Supreme Lord. The people of those lands worship, for the fulfillment of their desires, with ritualistic activities the Supreme Lord in the form of Lord Brahma, and pray the following. Someone firmly convinced of the One Supreme must, in the form of favorable actions, rituals, good deeds, be of worship for the appearance of him as Lord Brahma, who, free from duplicity and peacefully, discloses the Supreme Brahman. That Almighty Lord, we offer our obeisances. beyond that realm, there is outside of the ocean of sweet water, all around, a formation named Loka Loka, that is described as the boundary between the world of light and the world without light. The realm, called Loka Varsha, within that border, is as wide as the area between Mount Meru and the Manasatara range, and changes outside into another domain made of gold, called Aloka Varsha, the dark region, that is as smooth as a mirror. Anything dropped there can impossibly be retrieved, and therefore the place is avoided by all living entities. The formation Loka Loka, that is the outer shell of the universe, is situated in between the lands that one speaks of as being inhabited and not inhabited. For the rays of all the luminaries on this side, from the sun up to those of Dhruva's goal of liberation, the center of the universe, it is not possible to reach beyond that outer limit of the three worlds that was created all around by the Lord. The scholars who investigated the positions, characteristics, and situations of all the worlds, the planets and stars, calculated that the area between the center and the outer Loka-Loka limit of the universe covers as much as 500 million yojanas, one quarter of the diameter of the celestial globe. By the source of the Self, who is the spiritual teacher of the entire universe, Brahma, the four Gajapatis, the best of all elephants, Rishabha, Pushkarachuda, Vamana, and Aparajit, are established in the four directions on top of that formation, in order to take care of the stability of the different planets in the universe. He, Lord Vishnu, is of all his locally ruling personal divinities, his elephants, and all the types of heroes who are expansions of his potency, the Supreme Lord, the foremost and greatest personality, the great master of all powers, the soul of all souls, and the true self of the purest goodness, characterized by religion, spiritual knowledge, detachment, all opulence, and the eight great perfections. Decorated by the different weapons held up by his stout arms, and surrounded by expansions like Vishwakshena and other representatives and eminent associates, he, for the benefit of all worlds, manifests his form on all sides of that greatest of all mountains. For the duration of a kalpa, the Supreme Lord assumes that appearance just to maintain the life in the different worlds that he evolved on the basis of his outer potency. About the area beyond the uninhabitable dark realm of Aloka Varsha, which stretches outside of Loka Loka as far as the width of the area inside, one says that it is the destination for those who, free from all contamination, walk the path of the Lord of Yoga. In the center of the universe, the suns are found situated between heaven and earth. That sunny globe in the middle consists of 250 million stars. Because of having entered the lifeless form of this globe at its time of creation, he, Brahma, is known as Marthanda, the god of the suns. The designation known as Hiranyagarbha, the gold inside, came about because he received his body from that golden splendor. Because of the sun, of the sun god Surya, we are able to divide the directions, the ether, the planets above, and the worlds below, as also all the heavenly abodes, the abodes for liberation, and the hellish places such as Atala. The sun god is the controller of all sorts of living beings. He is the life, soul, and vision of the gods, the lower animals, the human beings, the plants, the trees, and everything crawling and creeping.